never get used to this. I'll never get used to this. This is how I wanna live. Forever we'll be singing like,
WJTL Forest Frank, never get used to this. Good morning to you at 7:21.
Sunny skies in the forecast for today, blustery and cold. A high around 30 degrees. Wind chill below zero with 25 to 38 mile per hour winds expected. Tonight, mostly clear skies, windy and cold, a low of 18. Friday, partly sunny, windy and cold, high 32. Over the weekend, cloudy skies on Saturday. A chance for some light snow, high around 34 degrees. Sunday, mostly sunny, and a high of 35. Right now in Lancaster, clear skies, about 19 degrees. In Hammersburg, 21.
This morning, our friend Don Schenk with us. Don is the executive director of The Tide. Good morning again, Don.
Good morning, Fred.
It's great to have you here. Tell us what The Tide is doing.
Basically, we're working with indigenous groups around the world, helping them to establish and utilize their own media outreach. So they're sharing the gospel on radio or TV with their own people in their own language. And then, of course, it's a lot bigger than that because we're also establishing the guidelines for how to connect with listeners, how to make disciples, and eventually how to establish churches. And there's more to go with that, other outreaches, some compassion-type ministries that we do, depending on the different areas, and also providing media players, because in some areas we're ministering to very poverty-stricken populations, and a whole village might not even have a radio to listen. So it doesn't do any good to put something out there in the air if they can't receive it.
So you actually have listening clubs that you provide a radio for the club. They get together and they listen.
Yeah, and in most of the cases, there are some cases where we do give out the radios or portable media devices. We also have village workers who will take the radio out as a steward and not just have people listening, but they are also trained how to lead a discussion, to answer questions, and to help people engage deeper in God's word.
I love that. Another thing you're doing is a literacy program in India. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. In India, we focus, much of our work is focused on tribal groups. Some of them are smaller people groups. They're out in the remote villages, and many of them do not have an education. They haven't had that benefit. And so we do operate literacy training centers where 20 of them that we operate are adult literacy. We also have 10 of them are child literacy. So we have children and adults.
Love it.
And that's an important part of reaching out into the communities there.
And one way we could be involved with that is through your Souls, Their Souls shoe drive that is going on through March. Tell us about that.
Yes, from now through the end of March, we are collecting new and gently used shoes. We're working in partnership with another organization that takes those shoes. They take them and distribute them in third world countries where they offer a 5-week training course or 5-module training course on how to operate a small business. Then they are given an inventory of shoes to start up a little business. And then once they've sold a certain number of shoes, they'll have enough to come back, and then they can actually buy at a very discounted price from these shoes that we've collected. And so it's called a hand up, not a handout.
Right. You know, and so how can our listeners do that? Is that something we can find out about at the website?
Yes. If you go to the Tide.org, Tide.org/shoes should take you directly there. But you can get information about it. And what we're doing, as I said, we're collecting these shoes. The funds that we raise will fund our literacy training in India. But there's various ways that people can get involved. If you're listening today, here's an interesting statistic. The latest I could find online, it was in 2022, 2.6 billion shoes were sold in the U.S. So it makes me think there's a lot of shoes that just aren't seeing the light of day. They're in closets. This is an opportunity. Yeah. Get them cleaned out, bring them in, and we can use them to share the gospel, help lives in other countries. So donating shoes, collection points. Right now, we're a little low on the number of collection points here in Lancaster. So if you'd like to be a collection point, your church, your business, just get in touch. We'll provide little box to collect them.
Yeah, check it out. Here's an opportunity for you to impact the world with the gospel through shoes. TheTide.org is the place to find out. And you can find out about all that The Tide is doing throughout the world there and how you can be involved. Thank you, Don, so much for coming out today. We really appreciate you sharing about what God's doing through The Tide.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Back to the music we go with Jamie Kimmett. This is Burdens on WJTL. Good morning.